How come no one's ever made an ironic movie about dinosaurs wrecking Chicago? It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, and April Fool of a podcast. I'm Brady. It's Monday, April 1st, which used to be the one day a year when people would all try to get each other to believe made-up stories, legends, hoaxes, and more. If you're on social media, that's every day now, am I right? But even the gigantic whoppers we hear today don't often measure up to what happened on this day in 1906. That's when the newspapers in Chicago decided to tell everyone the city had been attacked by dinosaurs. Keep in mind that in 1906, there was no internet, there was no TV, no radio. Unless people somehow had a telegraph in their house, they found out what was happening through word of mouth or from newspapers and magazines. So it must have been quite something to see a big newspaper headline that read, "Chicago invaded by hordes of prehistoric monsters dealing death and destruction." There were two full pages complete with pictures explaining how there had been reports around the Great Lakes that odd and gigantic creatures had been moving south from the forests of Canada, but Chicago had ignored these reports, and so the Windy City was completely caught by surprise when the creatures arrived. Fortunately, the report claimed some of the plant-eating dinos were just big, dumb obstacles that stared at the humans bustling around them and didn't understand the car horns and police whistles trying to get them to move. Unfortunately, the article continued, it wasn't too long before the rest of the dinosaurs showed up. They got into a gigantic fight with the animals at the city zoo and then started wrecking everything else in sight. Plesiosaurs took over Lake Michigan. Huge swarms of pterodactyls flew overhead. And of course, two T-Rex started fighting on top of the Montgomery Ward building, which knocked it over. The newspaper said the day was eventually saved when the Secretary of War sent artillery units and President Theodore Roosevelt sent submarines. The human counterattack finished off all the monsters whose carcasses were hauled away by tugboat. And somehow, after 5 weeks of catastrophic damage and carnage, the people of Chicago remained calm, worked together without incident, and managed to rebuild the city to look just as it was before. I don't know whether any of this was actually convincing enough to fool people, but I'll say this, whether or not it was a believable hoax, it sure was a thorough one. You can learn more about Chicago's dinosaur hoax of '06 at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, we'll tell you about a hoax-free tradition. That's right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Today is Easter Monday, and in the village of Hallaton, Leicestershire, England, it's the day for bottle kicking. This is a complex competition. There are lots of rules, but essentially two teams are trying to move large bottles or casks across several local streams. It's part of a very old tradition. It involves ale, and it can get very physical. I'm Brady, so be careful out there. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.